The best new releases of the week. 2010 with Richard Kingsmill on Triple J.
One of the great discoveries which we've made on Triple J Unearthed over the years, that Adelaide band a few years ago came up with that track, War Coward, and we found it on Unearthed and we loved it. And by year's end, we actually gave them one of our competition prizes. They got to play at the Sydney Home Bank a couple of years ago. And they're from Adelaide. They're called Fire, Santa Rosa Fire. That is War Coward. And I caught up with two of the members of the group this week because their debut album, Sea Priest, came out on Friday. I caught up with Caitlin and David. I found out all about the making of this record. They worked with local Adelaide producer Matt Hills, and I found out that it was a long and hard road getting this album done.
There were days, especially in the studio when something's just not working and you're putting all your heart and soul into it and you think, this is just never going to be finished, ever. But, you know, when we did the last take for the last track for the album, oh, we're just so elated afterwards, you know. All you can just do is go home and go to sleep. We didn't have a party, we didn't have a beer or anything. We're just it's over.
How long was the process for the making of this record, Caitlin?
2 years.
Wow. 2 years. Recording sessions over 2 years?
Yep. In that time, we've gained two members, lost a member. All sorts of things.
That's remarkable because you listen to it and it's kind of like a very focused body of work. There's a sound and a style here that is very much your own. Are you even surprised yourself that when you kind of look back over 2 years of work that it kind of hangs together?
We were really, really worried about that in particular because, you know, when you listen to an album and the artistry of the album, one of the major factors is that kind of cohesion that separates an album from like just a collection of songs put on a track, and then you've got an album, like, you know, something with a pervasive sort of mood to it. And because when we recorded, it would be rare that you hear bands going in for 2 week stretches, month stretches, 2 month stretches, you know, occupying the studio. We didn't do that for monetary reasons, commitment reasons. We'd come in, do a couple of days here, a couple of days there. And I was always really concerned about that cohesion. And that's why I can't take any credit for it. It all just kind of came together, and the album, like, thankfully does, from what I've heard, and I generally feel it's got a cohesion to it that we hadn't planned on. We had worried that it wouldn't, but it did end up having it.
Especially because the studio we were recording in, Hillsides, actually moved location halfway through. So the sound was completely different. You know, there's some songs in the album we're like, you go, oh, that was the old studio, this is a new studio, and we can tell.
And you can hear it?
We can hear it, and it's great, like, especially with vocals and stuff. The booths changed, everything changed.
Yeah, they did. So the sound of the room can very much affect the whole performance.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So it's not just about the microphones you use, it's about the ambience in the room. Yeah, so why did they move? How inconvenient.
They moved, they upscaled. So
it was better. It's a better studio.
It's beautiful. Yeah, it's not just a backyard anymore.
Yeah, it was out in Matt's backyard. And he's achieved a lot of good stuff in there. But it was heaps better this time. And I think I'd really look forward to going back there if we get an opportunity doing some more stuff, because I feel like in this new one particularly, there's so much that we have yet to take advantage of and yet to experiment with in this new studio. So
you must be absolutely itching to go in and make a second record now.
Already, we've already started writing it.
We have to stop ourselves because our drummer Sam is always the very sensible one. He goes, you know, we've got so much to do on this album, you know, so many shows to play and people are going to want to hear.
Dave, that's a really good riff, but keep it under wraps
and
for a while.
So me and Nathaniel, who's just come in, but who has already become this dynamic, hey guys, so check out this new song I've got, check out this. And we're like, oh wow, it's so good. But then there's always Sam in the background going, well, you know, I mean, I really want to start playing these new songs, but we can't just yet because, you know, and quite rightly, because we can't, I feel like we need to be very focused.
Some of these songs are still even new to us.
Oh, very new. Yeah, you know, really new.
Some we've only played 3 times live.
What are the influences of those rhythms? I'm listening to the record and I'm thinking, I'm trying to pinpoint exactly kind of what records you must have listened to growing up that influenced you to play this way. Is it just the combination of musicians which gives it this touch, or is there a history of stuff you've listened to that reflects it?
I think it's always been our taste as a band and musically and what we like always fluctuates on a really fickle basis. Like one day we'll be coming in listening to something like Kanye West, for example. The next day we'll be listening to St. Vincent, you know. And then you have like the overarching sort of Radiohead that everybody loves, you know, Radiohead, Massive Attack, and, you know, stuff like that. But, yeah, I don't know.
I didn't actually understand the term musical influence until I joined the band, because I actually, the only band I've loved to death was Hanson when I was 11. I'm not actually someone that would sit there for hours talking about all these musicians that I love. And then I joined the band and all of a sudden I was like, it actually makes a difference. But I had no idea, and they just have this wealth of musical knowledge that they bring to every practice, and I'm just like, who is that?
So besides Hanson, then, Caitlin, did you kind of feel like you were an open book? You kind of came in
Definitely. And I've been working with Dave since I was about 14, musically playing gigs here and there, and he's always been my tutor in a way. He's a few years older than me.
You just said you guys have kind of known each other for quite a few years now. Yeah. You were 14 when you kind of hooked up and started doing stuff.
Yeah, 6 years ago, yeah.
Yeah, right. The way that your voices work together is really, it sounds really natural. Did it kind of happen?
Straight away. First practice we had, we were supposed to be going out to dinner. We found a piano, and this was about 2 weeks after we met, probably. And Dave was just tinkering around and I started singing. And then that became a little duo that we had for a couple of years, and then I moved overseas, and then I came back and joined the band, and it's just kind of been this very organic progression from, you know, us jamming on a really old out-of-tune piano to whatever it is we're doing now.
That's right, I remember that.
So our voices, we've never tried to sort of say, this is how we're going to sing together. It's just always been that way.
Best new releases of the week, 2010 with Richard Kingsmill on Triple J.